AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem after mounting criticism over her leadership. Trump said he would nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. Speaking at U.S. Central Command yesterday in Florida, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Kristi Noem did a, quote, excellent job over there securing our border and keeping us focused on threats.
President making a change. We all serve at the pleasure of the president. I'm sure Mark Wayne Mullen will do a fantastic job. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. But Kristi did a great job setting us up for success. So I don't have any concerns about whether or not the homeland will be covered down on.
Trump said he was making Noem a special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative that he said would focus on the Western Hemisphere. In Iran, witnesses say intense airstrikes hit the capital Tehran this afternoon. Meanwhile, Israel's military has issued a warning that people should flee an industrial area of Qom, the Shiite seminary city south of Iran's capital. The International Energy Agency director says the conflict in Iran has halted exports of Iranian gas to largely Asian markets. Speaking during a news conference in Brussels, Faith Barol warned this could lead Asian and European buyers to compete for liquefied natural gas if the crisis continues. Azerbaijan yesterday accused Iran of a drone attack on its territory that injured 4 civilians. It vowed to retaliate as the war in the Middle East reached into another country. At a briefing, Volker Türk, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, is calling for all parties in the war to de-escalate.
To give peace a chance, and on other states to call clearly on those involved to pull back. Cool heads must prevail if we are to prevent further terror and devastation for civilians.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. World shares were mixed today following a retreat on Wall Street, while the price of oil continued to climb. U.S. futures fell as the war with Iran entered its 7th day. Several states are taking legal action over President Trump's recent tariffs.
24 states are suing over new global tariffs President Trump imposed following his Supreme Court loss. Democratic attorneys general from Oregon, Arizona, California, and New York are leading the lawsuit. They argue the president has overstepped his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Trump has said the tariffs are essential to address trade deficits. He imposed duties under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 after the Supreme Court struck down tariffs he imposed last year. The lawsuit argues the 1974 law was intended to be used only in specific situations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.